It's a special edition of the Steve Griffin Show, all part of the Auto No Fault Reality Tour. We're going to do this off and on through the rest of this year because I think it's extremely important for you, the consumer in Michigan, to understand the changes in Auto No Fault, how it affects you, but not just you going forward. How it affects those that have been catastrophically injured in accidents in years past, because the legislation signed by the governor, put forth by Republicans, I believe they've all got their hands in this, will also dramatically impact those that have had lifetime benefits, including rehab and different sorts of opportunities that look like they're probably going to go away if this stands. Erica Colston is an auto accident survivor and now a therapy center owner. Erica, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for covering this really important issue.
Well, I do think it's important because I think leading up to it, so many people had assumptions about what was going to happen and what it meant. It was going to save them money and changes were going to be made, but I don't think the reality matches what their assumptions were at all. What do you think?
Absolutely not. The biggest issue is that we will not see the level of savings that lawmakers have promised. And in fact, the savings is actually only to the personal injury protection portion of your bill, which is a very small part of your bill. And even the insurance industry has said that the increases in liability coverage and the increase in costs that will put on premiums may just offset any savings on the PIP portion of the bill. So really what we're seeing is we, you know, essentially gave away the farm for little to no premium savings at all.
So it's like, was it like trading the cow for three magic beans? Something like that. I mean, three magic beans. My point being this, it's not matching up to what people were told. I don't know that I'm going to save any money. In fact, it might cost, my premiums could even go higher. But let's talk about your situation. You were injured in an accident when?
In 2001.
Yes, all right. And as a result of that accident, what happened? Yep.
I was injured in a car accident in 2001. And I was spinal cord injured as a result. So I'm a quadriplegic. I use a wheelchair and I require 24/7 attendant care in order to be able to, you know, lead a productive, healthy life. And actually at the time that I was injured, I was living out of state and I wasn't insured in Michigan. And so under these new rules, part of the new rules that have passed, I would have actually been only covered with $250,000 worth of benefit. So
And where would that have left you? If you had only had $250,000 of coverage, where would that have left you in the year since 2001?
Well, I obviously would have run out of that very quickly, most likely before I left the hospital. It would have left me dependent on my family and on government health insurance. So it's not ideal, and I think that the notion that government health insurance or private health insurance can pick up where, you know, auto no fault left off is just a complete distortion of the facts of what traditional and government health insurance covers versus what our auto no fault system covered. Those two things, those two other systems, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, or private health insurance, are not designed to pay for long-term catastrophic care. So they don't cover things like transportation. They don't cover things like extensive physical occupational therapy. Oftentimes, they don't cover things like cognitive therapy that individuals sustaining severe brain injuries may need. Even things like attendant care are not covered to the extent that's necessary. Home modifications, you know, residential programs that support individuals with catastrophic injuries, spinal cord injuries, brain injuries. None of these things are covered under any of those other systems. So it will create a severe gap in care for individuals that are injured in the future.
Right. I mean, it just leaves people in a situation that is, it's untenable. I mean, the fact of the matter is, how are you going to move forward? For example, you own your own company now, correct? It's something you were able to do. I wonder if you believe that could have happened under a different system.
I think it's far less likely to have been able to happen. Certainly the independence and the success that I've been able to have, not just as a business owner, but as a person, would have been a much more difficult path for me, just because of the amount of support that the benefits that I received through the no-fault system provide. Even something that seems as small as transportation is a huge barrier for people with disabilities. You know, the smart bus systems fall short in providing transportation to individuals with disabilities.
Right. When you talk about reducing those payments by 44%, when you talk about reducing payments by 45%, I mean, that will take away things that people have become used to, yourself and thousands of others that have been grievously injured and have come to count on their therapist or transportation or the support of their families, because now families can only supply 56 hours a week, which makes no sense. Why would that happen? I mean, there's a lot of things in this legislation that don't make sense to me, and I don't believe have the patients and the injured victims in mind very well. The reduced payments will change everything for people that have been injured over the last, 30, 40 years, won't it?
Well, absolutely. And, something that's not really being talked about too much, but really needs to be, is that hospitals are standing to lose hundreds of millions of dollars, right? So in Oakland County alone, the hospitals combined expect to lose $40 million in the first year that this bill goes into full effect.
That's right.
In the state of Michigan, over $300 million for all of our hospitals.
Some of those hospitals will likely lose their level one trauma centers because they'll no longer be able to afford that sort of thing. And we've talked about that at Hurley Medical Center in Flint, Michigan, that provides all sorts of important, it provides all sorts of programs and assistance to people in a low income area. That could all be in jeopardy because of this.
Absolutely. And those are things we pay for as a society when we don't take care of our most catastrophically injured and our most vulnerable populations. But there are things that we pay for in our communities, too, because those hospitals, those providers are jobs, and they provide a really vital service. And we've been very fortunate in Michigan to have so many level one trauma centers, to have so many specialized neurological providers and programs that really provide care, not just to those that are injured in the auto no-fault system, but they even support individuals that have sustained strokes or have MS or other complicated neurological injuries that then come to benefit from those specialized neurological providers.
Absolutely.
And programs.
That's the point. We set the bar because of all this. Erica, fabulous and fascinating story. I have to leave it there for today. Erica Colston, love to talk to you again.
Thank you. Anytime.
And be steadfast. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much.
It's the Steve Gerber Show. Quick break.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. Called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this state.